is to stand up and talk for my rights. I know what that is. See? And I don't care who the guy is. Because my right is my right.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right.
Ask the Lawyer with Brian Figaro, founder and senior partner at the law firm of Figaro and Associates. Mr. Figaro opened his private practice in downtown Brooklyn in 1996. He specializes in personal injury, immigration, matrimonial law, bankruptcy, and wills and estate planning, with a strong emphasis on litigation matters. As the Lawyer features Brian's legal advice as he answers the listener's questions and shares his insights in achieving your goals and objectives. Every week, As the Lawyer also features interviews and guests related to Mr. Figaro's interests outside the law. Guests and topics include health and wellness, the civil rights war, music production, writers, as well as international and local political and religious leaders. Wide-ranging, fun, informative radio. That's As the Lawyer with Brian Figaro. Ask the Lawyer any question you like via email at bfigeroux@msn.com. That is bfigeroux@msn.com for legal advice regarding specific situations. Appointments at the office will be made when you call 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Please note that submitting questions do not create an attorney-client relationship.
Yes, this is Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got the answers. Whatever your legal issues or concerns, call us right now for a free, no-obligation legal consultation. The number to call, the number to share, and the number to keep is 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Or you can visit us at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us. And you can call on issues such as personal injury, accidents, medical malpractice, divorce, separation, child custody and support, wills and probate, estate planning, real estate, deed transfers, bankruptcy, corporate business law, immigration, civil rights, criminal defense, taxes, both individual and business. 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Or you can visit us at www.askthelawyer.us. President Barack Obama's thoughtfulness is obvious to anyone who has observed his political career. In his book, A Promised Land, he gives us a riveting, deeply personal account of history in the making. President Obama inspires us to believe in the power of democracy. Mr. Figaro, can you discuss the importance of President Barack Obama and the lessons we should learn?
Good day, good day, good day. My name is Brian Figaro of Figaro & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. And hey, you must purchase President Barack Obama's book, A Promised Land, and your knowledge base will increase significantly. As a people, black, Hispanic, minorities, women, liberals, we have to understand the times that we are in. And the times that we are in, based on the voter turnout that we have had for the presidential election, where Biden was obviously, you know, made president, and Kamala, the vice president, the first black woman, South Asian woman, to become a vice president, was historical. And in order for us to continue as a people having our voices heard in Washington, in Albany, New York, in New York City's city council race, mayoral race, we have to go out and vote. Voting is extremely important. And what we have seen from this presidential election, if we do not vote, they're going to get rid of us. And they're going to get rid of us in the pandemic. They're going to get rid of us with their racist laws that they want to institute. They will get rid of us. So we are talking about our survival as a people. 300,000 plus people have died from this pandemic, most of them the elderly and minorities. We are on the front line for feeding America. We are in the front line of serving America in those hospitals, whether it be the LPNs, the RNs, the CNAs. We are on the front line. We are in the front line with law enforcement. We are on the front line with Amazon. We are on the front line. So it means in any war, the front line soldiers, the front line people are the first to die. So we need to be more diligent with our vote. We cannot stay away from voting. White men are the minority now, but they behave like the majority, and they are arrogant about it. These white males, dominant males in the Republican Party, we have seen what they want to do to us. We have felt what they are doing to us in the pandemic. They don't even want to give us a stimulus check. Those of us who are unemployed and need money to purchase food or to pay rent. This is a lesson that we are getting here in this pandemic, in this presidential election. And if you would read President Barack Obama's book, A Promised Land, it could clarify a lot of issues for you. But what you have to do when you read that book is to execute. And execute, what we mean is, when you learn, you have to change. When you learn, you have to participate more in democracy. You have to make decisions on our leadership in terms of how are they going to serve your interests. We know that the white male, the white man in this country, his interests are served. As a people, our interest has never been served. Whether as slaves, whether as immigrants, whether as workers in this country, we have paid price after price for fighting for a better democracy. The white male, the dominant one, doesn't want a democracy. It's a minority leading a majority in this country. 60% of us make up the majority. And that minority, them, the white males, because of how the legal system is constructed, the voting system, how we live in different places in America, they have a disproportionate power and they are using it to destroy us. We have to get out there in Georgia and vote and try to take those two senatorial seats. We have to have a mayor in the mayor's race next year, which is June, not November. A lot of Democrats going to be running for the mayorship of New York City. Do we want someone who serves Wall Street and not Main Street? Do we want a white Democrat who goes home to his white Republican neighborhood and really doesn't give us what we need, but just lip service? So when we talk about white men, yeah, they live with the same white men that come from the Democratic Party, that have privilege, that they want to keep. And we have to be careful about who we vote for in next year's mayor's race. Is it going to be a black or Latino that we need as the mayor of New York City that will serve our interests? We had Mayor de Blasio, but he doesn't help minorities. He calls himself a progressive, but what we have done is regress on issues like business for minority businesses that has been reduced under his administration from the Bloomberg administration. He has not addressed the inequities in New York City public schools, where many schools are still underfunded in minority districts. He has not addressed the fact that New York City has the most segregated public school system in the country. And he's a white man who's married to a black woman. So we have to be very careful about the promises that are made to us and they are not delivered. President Barack Obama's book, A Promised Land, should help you, our people, the rank and file, all our workers, to understand better the system that we live in and how we could bring about change. When I met with Barack Obama many years ago before he became president, and he was campaigning here in New York City, the Mighty Sparrow, myself and others, met with the president-to-be, President Barack Obama. And in that meeting and in his presentation, he spoke about immigration. He spoke about, obviously, a universal healthcare system that will give us what we need, because he knows that we are underserved where medical care is concerned. And even when we have medical care in our communities, it is not up to standard. So President Barack Obama, he wants us to be healthy like everyone, wealthy like everyone, have access to equal education like everyone. He's not asking for more. He's asking for equality. Others are getting more at our detriment. We need a mayor here in New York City that could deliver these things to us. We need a mayor, black or Hispanic, who is educated enough, who understand the issues, who could say, this is what I promise, and this is how I'm going to deliver. Many times we get promises from our own representatives, black and Hispanics, and they make promises, but they do not know how to make those promises come true. That's the difference between President Barack Obama and some of our leadership, black and Hispanic, who do not know how to deliver. And white folks who make promises within the Democratic Party that really is just to win an election and not to deliver time after time. In New York City, New York State, we have Governor Cuomo, yeah? But he worked with that independent group of Democrats, Jesse Hamilton and others. And Jesse Hamilton lost his state Senate position. He then lost again when he went against Diana Richardson. And that was great because he was part of that independent group, keeping certain laws from being passed in New York City or budgets that will deal with our issues. For example, a driver's license for the undocumented, funding the New York State Dream Act, among other laws that needed to be passed here in New York State. And the governor worked with this independent group of Democrats. So even though we had the majority in the state Senate with Democrats, we were not getting what we were promised. And I am saying to my people, we have to listen to those promises. And we have to understand who is making those promises and how they are going to implement those promises. How are they going to give us better health care? In all the minority communities in the Bronx, Kings County, we have had a severe impact from this pandemic. There is no one that I know that doesn't have someone that died in this pandemic, including myself. One of my best friends died in this pandemic. And it is so sad that we have to have one catastrophe after another in our community because we don't want to go out and vote. We have to vote. We have to make proper choices. When President Barack Obama was running for president, blacks and Hispanic elected officials in this New York City didn't even want to support him. They wanted to support Hillary Clinton. Not wanted to, they supported Hillary Clinton. But the people spoke and said, listen, you could choose Hillary Clinton, but we want President Barack Obama. And this was done throughout America. So President Barack Obama, people thought, he's not only black, but he's intelligent. He's a constitutional law professor at the time. He was a freshman senator in the U.S. Senate. And we knew that he was qualified. And we were blessed by his 8 years in power. Don't let anyone ever tell you that President Barack Obama wasn't good for our people and for all Americans. Buy his book, A Promised Land. You want to do something for Christmas or for the New Year or Martin Luther King's birthday for your children? Buy that book and make sure that they read the book and read the books with your kids. It is important that we understand our part and that our children understand our part. President Barack Obama, in his speech at the Marriott when I was there, brought tears to my eyes. Tears of hope, tears of pain, but tears. We have waited over 400 years to have a black man as the president of the United States of America. And even our black and Latino community did not support him. I'm talking about the elected officials like they should have. My name is Brian Figueroa of Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. This is your show. Each and every week we talk about the various free consultations that you could have by calling our 800 number. We want you, our listeners, to be proud of yourself. Understand that we are warriors. We are not just victims, we are warriors. To survive America, and America is working against you, to survive you have to be a warrior. And as a warrior, we have to read and understand any materials that could make us stronger. And A Promised Land by President Barack Obama, that book will help you understand our real position in America. So please get that book. You know, get it as a gift for your kids, your brother, your sister, your auntie, your nephew, whatever. Let's make this book the best bestseller ever because we need the knowledge in that book. And President Barack Obama, yeah, he is our hero. Our number here at the law firm, Ask the Lawyer, is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. You could call for a free consultation, and we do those consultations via the phone because, obviously, of the pandemic. You could also schedule an appointment at our Ask the Lawyer website at www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. You got questions, we got answers. Good day.
What I hope to accomplish is I want to give an honest reckoning of my time as president, the events and people that shaped those 8 years, and give people some insight into the decision-making process that we went through. I'm also hoping that it gives people some idea of what it's like to be president of the United States and some of the highs and lows that are involved in that. The fact that it's a job and there's an office, even though it's a pretty famous office, and some of the same challenges and joys and frustrations that people experience in any difficult work happen there. I'd like people to get a sense of what Michelle and I as a family with our kids went through in this big transition. Maybe most of all, I want to give young people hopefully some inspiration, some sense of how I, as a young man, was able to translate a whole bunch of issues that I had into working on things that were larger than myself, and to remind people that our government, our democracy, is not something separate and apart from us, but is something that belongs to us, and that each of us can serve a role to play, whether it's an elective office or as a citizen.
Do you have a legal issue, question, or concern? Turn to Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got answers. For a free consultation or to refer a client, visit www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. You can also register for our free paralegal program, get legal news, business consults, or other information on educational issues. Yes, Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got answers. For a free consultation or to refer a client, visit www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us.